Hi, I'm Helen from Queens, and you're listening to Beautiful Life with Judy Torres.
I am a recording artist, a radio personality, an actress, a TEDx speaker, and most recently, a certified master life coach. And I am just like you, on this wild ride, a page-turning book filled with victorious chapters and chapters of sheer defeat. Well, I'm here in the arena now, here to help you create a beautiful life. Hola, mi gente. This is your favorite chica, Judy Torres. And if you're just tuning into the podcast, Beautiful Life, I want to welcome you and I want to give you some information about myself. I have been a recording artist for over 33 years. I'm known as the queen of freestyle in some places and lots of places. And I've been a radio personality on New York's WKTU for over 20 years, an actress, and most recently, a master life coach. The reason I'm doing the podcast is because I think it's important that we share issues that are on our minds with each other. Because if there's one person feeling it, there are at least 50 other people feeling the same thing, going through the same experience. And I just thought that because the majority of messages I get from social media are asking me for advice, I figured this podcast was the perfect place to do something like this. So it's my turn to pay it forward. So on that note, today's topic is going to be being in a dark place. We've all been there and it's not fun. How do you get yourself out of it? That's the problem. Because sometimes when we get there, you know, as human beings, we love things that we're used to. And we can't stay in the dark place too long, because if we do, it's hard for us to get out of it. And today we have Helen on the line. So let's hear what's going on with her. Hi, Helen.
Hi. Currently, I have a lot of things on my plate. I feel disheveled and I'm trying to see if I can kind of find a balance in my life. There's too many things going on and I feel kind of lost. And I was wondering if you can possibly help me, Judy.
Well, Helen, I'm hoping that I could light a candle in this dark place that you're going through. But first, let's have our meme of the week.
Hi, I'm Wilhelmina, and this is Judy Torres' meme of the week.
Wilhelmina, what we got going on?
Make sure when you're in a dark place, you got double A batteries, honey, for that flashlight, because you're going to need to light it up, baby. How's that? Judy.
Well, Wilhelmina, that's very good. I guess we do need the batteries for the flashlight, huh? All right, so let's get back to Helen. So Helen, tell me what's going on.
Well, I am a single mother of two girls, and I work during the day and I go to school at night. And unfortunately, I have a disease that has kind of sort of crippled me to an extent that it makes it hard for me to do a lot of things, and I get overwhelmed. And I don't know what to do, and I feel lost, and I feel like I have nobody out there that can possibly help me or guide me.
How old are your daughters?
23 and 17.
If it's okay, would you mind sharing this illness that you've been diagnosed with?
I have neurological systemic lupus.
And are you under doctor's care right now?
I am.
Okay. So you're going to work, and you're going to school at night, and you've got two daughters, and you have this situation with neurological systemic lupus?
Yes, that is correct.
I'm impressed that I remembered that well. Okay, because at 51, we start to forget stuff, you know what I'm saying?
That's okay. I was diagnosed at the age of 40. So what it is in a nutshell, it's an autoimmune disease, but a lot of people do have it, and they just don't really talk about it. Selena Gomez has it also. What she has it is it's kind of kidney, her particular one, but mine is neurological. So what it is that my system kind of shuts down. So I can forget to walk. I can forget to talk. I can forget to do a lot of things out of the blue. So it makes it difficult for me.
Okay.
So I kind of have like a blanks, like I forget.
And what do you do for work?
I am a medical assistant in a doctor's office.
Excellent. Okay. Medical assistant at a doctor's office. All right. And do your daughters work?
The oldest works. She works in a non-for-profit government agency for kids. And the youngest one works in the actual agency as a, I want to say an assistant tutor, something like that.
Okay. And the youngest one is how old again?
17.
One of the great things, Helen, is that you have two girls who are grown. I'm not saying it makes it easier, but if they had been 7 and 9, I could see you like literally losing your mind over this. So I think the first thing is to make sure the lupus is being taken care of. You're seeing a doctor for this. Is there medication that you can take? What do they suggest that you do to keep this lupus kind of in remission, if that's possible?
It is currently in remission. The thing is that like I recently had knee surgery. So whatever you get done or happens, like you don't catch a cold, you catch pneumonia. Like I had arthroscopic knee surgery. I had it in the end of July. I'm still healing. Like the wounds haven't even healed yet. So everything is so long term. Like I don't get a hangnail. I don't get a paper cut. I get like giant cuts that last for a month at a time. So everything is just so long.
So immune system is compromised, in other words.
Exactly. There you go.
Understand. Okay. So what does the doctor say? What does is a neurologist that you're under the care of?
Yeah. What they say is that I just have to keep myself healthy. Mm-hmm. And keep my immune system up. But unfortunately, I compromise it by working extreme hours and going to school at night. But I only have one more semester to go, technically, to graduate and get my bachelor's.
What are you studying?
Healthcare administration in Berklee College.
Okay, that's fantastic. So you have one more semester. So that's almost done. And what is your plan after you get your degree?
I want to run a joint.
What joint would you like to run?
A hospital or a radiology facility.
Okay, so you still want to stay in the medical field, obviously.
Absolutely.
Okay,
I want to bring it forward.
Okay, great. So here's my question. You're working and you're going to school at night. What time are you getting home at night?
Just shy of 10.
And what time are you waking up in the morning?
Slightly before 6 a.m.
Okay, so you're getting approximately 7 hours of sleep, 6.5 hours of sleep?
Just about 6 hours, yeah.
Do you get 2 days off during the week?
I do, actually. Okay. And that's when I do all the other errands.
Okay, on those 2 days that you have off, do you get extra sleep?
I try, but unfortunately, that's another thing. When I do get extra sleep, I sleep the whole day.
Well, because you're tired. You're tired. You're tired. You are tired. And one thing that we women do, including myself, is that we recognize that we're tired and we keep pushing through. We keep saying, I'm fine. I can do it. I'm fine. I can do it. Until one day, God forbid, you fall asleep at the wheel or you bump into something and you hurt yourself because you're tired. So here's the thing. Ready? I'm going to tell you. Ready?
No.
You're tired.
I'm exhausted.
You need a break.
I know.
What can you do to give yourself even a little break? Can your daughters help you out in any way?
They actually have. I can't deny the fact that both of them have taken on a great deal of weight. For young ladies, they've done a lot. They've had to grow up. They had to put the big girl on pants on.
Yes.
I can't lie.
Your youngest child is practically an adult, and your oldest child is an adult. They can absolutely help you, especially if they're living with you. And I'm not saying they don't have their own lives to run, but perhaps you make a deal with them and ask them if every other weekend they can run the errands for you. And those weekends that they run the errands for you, you just relax and you just sleep. Let me ask you a question. You mentioned in the email that you wrote to me, you said that you're in a very dark place. So what about that?
You know what it is? When I do sleep and I don't do anything, when I kind of take that me time, I feel that I'm not doing anything, that I could be doing something. And I feel that I'm wasting time. And I honestly do believe that that time that I'm not doing anything, because they did tell me there was going to be a day that I'm not going to remember how to walk. I'm not going to remember how to talk. I might not remember who anybody is because my brain might shut down.
Okay, I'm going to say something to you. Although I do not have lupus, I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis in 2005.
Yeah, I know.
And when I read all the books about MS, it was the most depressing thing I've ever read in my freaking life. And by the time it was done, I wanted to crawl into a ball and die. Because there was no happy ending in any of the books. They were talking about, for example, that, you know, when you have MS, you lose the ability to hold your bladder. That when you have MS, you know, you can suddenly become handicapped. You can be in a wheelchair for the rest of your life. You could lose feeling in one side of your face or lose the ability to speak, or you could go blind. Do you know, it was so terrifying reading all of that. And I was disgusted and I was so depressed. And I have to admit that for a second, I considered taking my life. For a second.
I've done that too.
I went in the bathroom and I cried. And I heard a voice say to me, do you want to live or not? And I thought, yeah, I want to live. Of course I want to live. And I thought that was kind of weird that I felt I heard this voice. And I go back to the hospital bed because I was in the hospital for a week, and I went in the bed and I cried. And my ex-boyfriend at the time, who I believe only came into my life to tell me this one thing, he said to me, can you still sing? And I said, yeah. He said, so stop your pity party and get the hell up. And I wanted to hit him. I really did. I wanted to punch him in the face. I'm so grateful he told me that. All you have is today. Don't worry about tomorrow. All you have is today. And one thing that the neurologist told me later on when I got a neurologist after I left the hospital, he said, no one experiences MS the same way. Everyone experiences it different. Everyone has different symptoms. Everyone's disease progresses differently. Some people have one attack and never anything else for the rest of their life. And some people slowly and progressively get worse. But maybe I'm one of those people that gets it one attack and never again. Maybe. What if you are one of those people that everything the doctors say, you're going to totally go against?
I could be that odd.
What if you're that one person that people, the doctors are going to be astonished by and say, oh my God, what is this woman doing? The thing that's going to make the biggest difference for you is your mindset. You've got to make a choice, and you've got to make a choice now. Not tonight, not tomorrow. You've got to make a choice right now. What do you want, Helen? Do you want to live?
I definitely do.
Do you want to be happy?
Yes, of course.
Okay. So you know what? You go ahead and you just continue to function and you study your ass off and you get your degree and you go and you get that job. And one day you'll be a hospital administrator. You know why? Because you'll be so happy and so proud of yourself. And you just have to believe. When people call me and they ask me about their health conditions, I always ask them if they're under a doctor's care, because I believe it's important that you go see a doctor and you make sure you take care of yourself. That if there's medication that you need to be on, you're on it. Are there supplements you can take? Is there a way you can change your nutrition? Anything to help you? Because that's important. However, doctors have to tell you the downside. They're required to tell you what the worst thing that could happen to you is. But it doesn't mean it's going to happen to you.
Yes.
It doesn't mean it's going to happen to you.
My mother always says that.
And one of the first ways that happens is when you believe that you're not going to be one of those people. You got to stay focused. Keep your eye on the prize. Your eye on the prize right now is that degree.
You know what? I have to admit that that's what keeps me opening my eyes every day. And then sometimes it's like this little thing in the back of my mind that just comes back at me. And I just try to push it away because I really do believe that that's what keeps me. Because many times I think about playing in traffic and then I just want to walk away and be like, what are you, out of your mind? And then it's just like, it just creeps up on me out of the blue. And I'm like, nope, make it go away.
You told me earlier that you want to pay it forward, that you want to give back. What better way to give back than to be a living example and testimony of what it is to stay as healthy as you can despite the diagnosis?
I know. It's absolutely true.
And what's a perfect motivation that you have? It's your daughters.
Yes.
You want to be well for your daughters. You want to see them grow up and flourish and thrive and succeed. And you will be a beautiful, beautiful living testimony also as to how you're supposed to behave in really bad times.
I know. I say it to myself all the time, and I put messages to myself on my mirror all the time, and I look at them.
Good.
Because I actually take inspiration from the Rocky movie, and I actually went to go see the Rocky statue.
Oh, that's great. And what did Rocky do when he got knocked down, honey?
He got back up.
He got right back up.
Yep.
Even when he could barely stand, he forced it to happen.
Yep, that's my inspiration always.
Here's what you got to do. You got to pray. And you got to say, thank you, God, that I'm still walking. Thank you that despite this, I'm killing it. I'm going to work and I'm going to school. And you have to say this mantra to yourself all the time. I am not the disease. It's not your disease. Don't say my disease. Okay? It's not yours. You didn't buy it. You didn't want it. You didn't ask for it. So you have to say, I am not this disease. I am bigger than this disease. Okay?
Yeah, I'm not this disease. It's absolutely true. I try not to let it get to me ever.
Good. So you have to remember that that mantra is that little candle in the dark place. If you don't have something that you can hold on to that you get excited about, you will definitely fall into the dark hole. So because you have daughters, because you have this degree that you're working towards, that's enough right now. So take care of yourself, eat right, try to exercise. Do you take vitamin D supplements by any chance?
I do, actually. Okay. Yes, I do.
Studies have shown that most people with autoimmune diseases are vitamin D deficient, including myself. When I began to take vitamin D regularly, things changed for me. I am not a doctor. I'm not prescribing this to everybody. Please understand, I'm not prescribing this. I'm just telling you what worked for me. But from what I do understand, autoimmune diseases are usually due to some sort of vitamin D deficiency. So you got to stay with that and try your best to eat well. Don't eat processed foods if you can. Try to eat as clean as possible. And you should be okay. And you know what? If and when something bad happens, God forbid, and I hope it never does, but if it ever happens, you'll be able to handle it when it happens. God will give you everything that you can handle. He'll give you everything you need to do to handle the situation.
That's what I say. He chose me for a reason. He knew that I can deal with it. There's a reason behind everything.
That's right.
I always say that to myself.
You don't need me. You just told yourself.
No, I know.
You just fixed it.
Unfortunately, you just need some reassurance, and you just need to know that maybe sometimes you just need to have that one person tell you that you're not crazy. You do make sense.
That's right. You're not crazy.
I forget.
No, don't forget. That's why I want you to make it a mantra. I want you, you're going to get up in the morning. You're going to pray. Thank you, God. Thank you for this day. I thank you that I'm going to get whatever accomplished that I need to get accomplished is going to happen. And then you're going to say your mantra. I am not the disease. Lupus is not me. And you're going to just go about your day. Talk to your daughters about helping you.
I know.
Ask them. I know you already helped me, and I'm really grateful for helping me. I need a little extra help. Can you help me? Figure it out. Talk with each other and discuss a time frame where they can help you out. And you get that extra sleep that you need, because one of the most important things with situations like this is you have to have your rest, because if you're under too much stress, that can cause an exacerbation, right?
Absolutely. Yes, it's stress dependent.
Okay. So repeat after me. I am not the disease.
I am not the disease.
I'm bigger than the disease.
I'm bigger than the disease.
This lupus ain't got nothing on me.
This lupus ain't got nothing on me.
I laugh at lupus.
I laugh at lupus. I definitely.
You're going to be fine. You're going to be fine. Keep your eye on the prize. Keep thinking about that degree. And you're going to see, you're going to look back one day and say, my God, I can't believe I was worried about that.
Definitely.
Okay?
I believe.
All you have is today. Tomorrow's not promised.
Definitely.
Enjoy today. Enjoy every single day, day by day. And you're going to be just fine. Okay?
Yes.
And remember that there's no reason to cry. Okay?
Oh, my God.
All right. You see, you're laughing already. Everything's going to be fine.
There's no reason to cry. Absolutely.
Chin up. Okay. If you need me, you email me. All right.
Absolutely. I love you always.
Well, Helen, I'm really, really happy we're able to make you laugh, because Poochie here has something I'm sure is going to do something to make us laugh. Yes, Poochie. What do you need, chica?
Ay, pero Judy, why?
But Judy, why?
Pero Judy, why?
Ay, pero Judy, why?
So Judy, let me answer this question. All right. So listen. Why is it that when I go to wash my clothes, right, I forget to put them in the dryer, and then I wake up the next day and I open it and like it stinks. It stinks like rotten eggs. Like, but why, Judy?
Well, I have a suggestion for you. Why not set an alarm on your phone to just go put your clothes in the dryer?
But oh, Judy, does that cost anything?
No, Mama, it doesn't cost you a cent, I promise.
But Ojuri, what happens if I forget to put the alarm on?
Well, then I suggest you have issues. But I love you anyway.
Ay, pero Ojuri, why?
So for every podcast, I try to come up with a song that will help people get through whatever topic we're talking about. So Helen, this song is for you to remember that there's always the source to help you feel better.
Shine.
All right, so one final thought. We all have our dark places. We all have that thing that gets us down. And just like Helen said, like Rocky, you've got to get back up. Basically, from going to a dark place to a bright place, it takes one thing, and that's a choice. You always have the option to choose differently. You don't like something, change it. You're sad, get yourself up, get out of bed, and do something. Anything that you can to distract yourself. Put something on that's funny. Put on a song that makes you happy. You've got to change the continuous recording in your head that everything's horrible and you're sad and you can't stand it and nobody loves you and nobody cares, because it's not true. These are things you're telling yourself. This is not what your heart believes. Your heart deserves that. You deserve that. You deserve to be happy. You deserve to be joyful. And maybe it's not happy. Maybe it's just as simple as being content and at peace. On that note, I wish you peace, and I remind you that there's no reason to cry. Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
Be sure to keep up with Judy Torres on social media at Judy Torres Music. Like the official Judy Torres Facebook fan page or visit www.judytorres.com. Judy Torres is available for group and one-on-one life coaching as well as public motivational speaking appearances. If you wish to request these services or have a potential topic for a future episode of our podcast, please feel free to write to judytorreslifecoach@gmail.com. Beautiful Life is produced, protected, and published through Judy Torres Enterprises LLC. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening.
I told you there was no reason to cry.